Oh yeah, just another thing. You were in a couple of films.
Oh, I mentioned that to you. That was well, you know, with yourself there, we started off. You introduced me to Loft. You know, the Amateur Shakespearean Company.
That's right.
2004, we did Macbeth. Well, you were playing Macbeth.
That's right.
And I was the Earl of Ross. And how long did it run for? I think it was 7 or 8 nights.
A week or more, anyway.
Yeah, that's and we done a couple of plays after that. Then we done a couple in the Fork and Crane and down in that place in Cove, and but that sparked an interest in me in the you know, acting. So I saw an ad. I forget where I saw it. It was for an upcoming movie that was being shot locally in Cork, and the title of the movie was called Strength and Honour, and I forget the name of the director, no, the guy who's apparently there's a big budget for it. And this guy, he's from Cork originally. He went over, he approached some Hollywood producer or something like that, and he managed to get some you know, funding for it. But they had a cast lined up for it, and it was basically the movie, the premise of the movie is like about this guy whose son is sick, and he has to he was a former boxer, so he takes on the King of the Travellers, fighting, bare knuckle boxing, in the hope to getting a big purse to put his, a real cliched movie, put his son through through hospital to get cured. But Michael Madsen, you know, that actor, he was he played the hero. We had Vinnie Jones, you know, the footballer, the ex-footballer, he was playing the bad guy, the traveller. And we had, who was that, the coach, no, I forget his name. You know, he played a doctor, Richard, you know, the guy, can't think of him.
Richard Chamberlain,
yeah, that's him. Richard Chamberlain. He was Michael Madsen's coach then. So basically, they were shooting in around the Cork area, and they were looking for extras. So I said, "What the hell? I was doing anything time." I said, "I'd apply." So I was told that I got a call, and they said, they told me, "Look, turn up at a warehouse down the Centre Park Road. They're going to shoot a scene." So I got down there anyway, and the place was thronging. But I had to come along dressed as a traveller, so I put on my roughest clothes, and I managed to get to find a couple of rings that I put on my fingers, and I had a necklace, and I think for all intents, I did look like a real traveller. But we got down there, and the shooting was going to start. So basically, it was a big warehouse in the Centre Park Road, and did all the cameras rolling, and but part of the audience were actual travellers. And so it was a real authentic feel to it. But the scene that I was supposed to be taking part in, basically it entailed the King of the Traveller coming along in the back of a truck and shouting his head off, saying that he's going to beat up your man. And wait, you don't even need Vinnie Jones. He had the most ridiculous traveller accent you ever heard. He's like, "I'll sort you, by. I'm the King of the Travellers. I'll give you one there, by." He was going like that. It was really OTT. But the scene anyway was to be shot, and we were all, his name was Smash, supposed to be Smash O'Driscoll, right? And I was part of the extra, the cast, and Smash O'Driscoll come in the back of a lorry, and we'd all go up with our hands in the air, "Smash her, smash her, smash her." So anyway, he proceeded to come in anyway, the back of the lorry, cameras rolling, and okay, cue, all right, you all start now, "Smash her, smash her, smash her." And then we were supposed to calm down, stop. Well, Smasher gave it a soliloquy, then saying that I really beat your man into a pulp and all that. But there was about 5 or 6 takes in it, because the first take, we all said, "Smasher, Smasher." And then the producer was saying, "All right, calm down, let Vinnie Jones have his piece." But the first take, there was quietness then, and Vinnie was just about talk. And when somebody in the extras showed, go on, Smasher, you langer. So I don't think he was, they couldn't locate who said it, but it happened a couple of times. Somebody would shout something, and they had to keep retaking it. We were there for about 5 or 6 hours with the same take, and I got about 90 euro for the day. And I got one of these captain meals, you know, curry and rice, but it was an experience anyway, but I wouldn't do it again. God almighty. But I don't think the movie got very far anyway. But it was an experience.